This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes. Again, welcome. Good morning. Welcome to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. You're going to hear 15 minutes of truth today because we focus on the Word of God and let God speak through His Word. You're going to hear now part three of a sermon I preached a week ago now at Island Community Church. The sermon's entitled John the Baptist. It's a look at this mysterious man. Let's see, where can I take you next? I was going to take you to Matthew chapter 17 when Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, but how about if I take you somewhere else? And I'll leave you with this verse here today, and then we'll hear part three of this message. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6. It says, "There came a man sent from God, whose name was John." Think about that. You know, we blow over verses in the Bible sometimes without thinking about them. There came a man sent from God. That's the Greek. The word "from" is the word para. Now, that word means from alongside of, like parallel lines, or a paralegal, or a paramedic, or paranoia, be beside your mind. Para. Here we got paratheu, from alongside of God. Think about that. There was a man sent from alongside of God. You could switch it. There was a man, let's say there was a man that was sent from the cable company. There was a man dispatched from the police department. Here you got a man sent from alongside of God. What a mystery is John the Baptist. This is part three now of four. Here's today's message, John the Baptist.
Simply mean what it says? Is your head hurt yet? No, this speaks for itself. There was a man sent from alongside of God. Now, I wish I could whistle. If I could, I'd go like this. John, you're up. Or would he say this? Elijah, you're up. I don't mean to insult your intelligence, but don't limit the working of God to your walnut-sized brain. And I can't call you something I don't call myself every day. Walnut Brain. That's my name. Paul Walnut Brain Esposito. When I look at the magnitude of God, there was a man sent from alongside of God whose name was John. Certainly we can agree there's more to this man than meets the eye, right? Now, maybe you think I'm crazy. Let's keep reading a little. Let's go now to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, verse 9. Now, Jesus is coming down from the mountain of transfiguration. Remember, they just saw his face shone like the sun. And while they were up on the mountain, they saw two guys. Remember who they were? Who were they? Moses and Elijah. Chapter 17, verse 9. His disciples asked him, saying, "Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" See, now you know the answer to that because we just read it. God told us through Malachi the prophet, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Now the Lord answers this question, verse 11. Look at his answer to this. Jesus answered and said to them, indeed, Elijah is coming first, and he will restore all things. But I say to you, Elijah has come already, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them about John the Baptist. Again, I say to you, Elijah has already come. They didn't recognize him. I'll tell you what, there's more to this man than meets the eye. He's not your regular run-of-the-mill, average, everyday, crazy man living in Jerusalem. This guy is special. There's more to him than just what we see. While you're in Matthew, let's turn back to chapter 11. Let me read a couple verses to you. Matthew chapter 11, starting in verse 7. It says, as these men were going away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John, that is, John the Baptist. He said, what did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Those who wear soft clothing are in king's palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and much more than a prophet, this is the one about whom it is written, behold, I will send my messenger before you who will prepare your way before you. Truly, I say to you. Now, this is Jesus' opinion of John the Baptist. Among those born of women, there has never arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Notice the next word. It says, yet. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater. That's what he thinks about you. What does God think about me? There it is right there. No one has ever been greater than John the Baptist. And God says, he loves you more. He loves you more. It doesn't take away his honor. It just raises yours. I didn't finish reading these verses. Verse 13. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. Now listen to this. If you are willing to accept it, John himself is Elijah. That's Matthew 11:14. If you're willing to accept it, John himself is Elijah who was to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. What a mystery. John the Baptist, who is he? Who is this guy? You know, we got this notion rolling around in our heads, you know, this idea of reincarnation, and that's what we think, you know. And that horrendous false notion or teaching of reincarnation that Eastern religions believe in damages our realization that God is supernatural and does as he chooses. I've shared with you before how the Antichrist is someone that's already lived. The Bible calls him the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit. He's already lived before. The two witnesses have already lived. Now here it is, John the Baptist likewise. Mystery. Okay, now let's move on to the ministry of John. We're looking at three things in this message. The person of John, the ministry of John, and the humanity of John. Back to the original prophecy. I'll read it. You don't have to turn there. Malachi chapter 4. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. And Luke 3:3 reveals the ministry of this man. It says he went into all the region around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley will be filled, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places will be made straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all flesh will see the salvation of God." So the ministry of this man was getting people prepared for the Savior, the Son of God. And let me say, you and I have got similar ministries today that John the Baptist. He prepared people for the first coming. You are called to prepare people for a second coming. You've got the same ministry as John the Baptist. Where is that in the Bible? 2 Corinthians 5:20. It says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God was pleading through you. Be reconciled to God." Or, "I implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." The UN is full of ambassadors. But you and I are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Think about that. You know, at the UN, you got the ambassador to Israel, the ambassador to Russia, ambassador to China, ambassador to US, and the ambassador to God. Who sits behind that seat? You. You sit there. Don't look at me. You sit there. You are the ambassador when they get to the United Nations and there's a sign there that says, "God, you're sitting in that seat." You are his ambassador. It's you. And while you're at it, how well do you represent the homeland? How well do you represent the fatherland? How are you doing on that? One more point I want to look at here today. I want to look at the humanness of John the Baptist. The humanity of John the Baptist, better way of putting it. Again, Matthew chapter 11, verse 1 this time. Think about that, an ambassador for God. And that's your chair. "Now it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, that he departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples." All right, first off, some time has passed. He's off the mountain now. Now he's down in the valley. Now he's down in the drudgery of everyday evil, evil, evil everywhere he turns. Evil and bad things, sort of like walking out the door today and turning your radio on, or going home and turning your television on. Sort of like that. Same thing with him. He's in jail for standing up for God and standing up for righteousness. By the way, this will land you in jail today too.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.